Blog Talk Radio.
Monday morning right here in Northwest Arkansas. I hope everybody is having a good day so far. A lot of exciting stuff to talk about. Got to go over the results. Had a fantastic time, as always. Springfield, Missouri, Uncivil War, MMA. Once again, brand new venue, the O'Reilly Family Event Center. And all I can say, ladies and gentlemen, is that if you were not at that event Saturday night, you missed some good fights. Probably, my opinion, and I've been working with Uncivil War MMA going on about two and a half years now, and I can honestly say that this was by far one of the best shows ever to go down on that card. We're going to be going down the results here in just a little bit. As always, you know, we like to go around some of the headlines, just see what's going on, because we like to talk about all sports here on the Greg Squirrel Show. So we're definitely going to go around the headlines, as always, and just kind of get up to date on what is going on in the sporting world. So let me click some buttons around. Let me get in here. Don't forget, the phone lines are open. 347-326-9073. 347-326-9073. If you want to call in on the Greg Squirrel Show today, then that is the number that you need to call in on. Thoughts and prayers go out to Dean Mighty Mouse Vaughn. Dean Mighty Mouse Vaughn was one of the featured matchups Saturday night, and broke his ankle. I hadn't had a chance to talk to Dean person to person, but I have been chatting with Dean on the internet this morning, and he was fighting Miles McDonald, and I mean, you could have, when it happened, you could have literally heard a pin drop, ladies and gentlemen. So, once again, our thoughts and prayers are with Dean Vaughn. Like he's going to be going in to see an orthopedic foot surgeon to find out. You know, he still doesn't know for sure if he's going to have surgery on that ankle. But he is definitely going to be going in and talking with an orthopedic surgeon about that, about his foot. So, you know, hopefully things will work out for the best. And Dean Mighty Mouse Vaughn will be back hopefully sooner than later. Because Dean, I'm happy to call Dean a friend. He's an outstanding fighter, and I mean, he just definitely brings it. Every time he steps into that cage, he definitely brings it. And so I definitely see, because of the way that fight happened to turn out, I see a match coming down the road for a rematch for that belt. So, Dean, I hope you're listening. My thoughts and prayers are with you, my friend. And we just look forward to getting you back inside that cage. A lot of great fights went down Saturday night. Like I said, before we go into the fights, we briefly want to go over the headlines, as we always do, each and every day. I saw a picture that I found kind of disturbing. And it was in the National Geographic. Photographer Joyce LeMessurier, who's one of the best photographers out there, got a picture in Myanmar of a boy monk, you know, probably no more than 10 years old, holding a weapon, holding a gun. And I just kind of found that image disturbing. So I don't know if that's indicative of where our world is going to, but it is what it is. So anyway, I just wanted to bring that up. It kind of struck me as alarming. So anyway, let's go over the headlines. What a funny thing to get put in jail for. Chad Johnson, however you want to know him, 30 days in jail for slapping a lawyer on the butt. Yes, you heard me right. Former NFL star Chad Johnson this morning was sentenced to 30 days in jail for a probation violation. Let me go back. Chad Johnson was sentenced Monday, 30 days in jail for a probation violation for a domestic violence case by the judge who angrily rejected a no jail plea after Johnson playfully slapped his attorney on the backside in court. Edgree had reached a deal with prosecutors calling for community service and counseling instead of jail. Judge Kathleen McHugh said she would tack on an additional 3 months probation because Johnson had failed to meet with his probation officer during the three previous months. It was all set. Johnson was free to go. He was asked by McHugh if he was satisfied with his lawyer, Adam Swickle. Gave the attorney a slight swat on the rear, as football players routinely do. The courtroom erupted in laughter, and at that, McHugh said she wouldn't accept the deal. Basically, she said, I don't know if you're taking this whole thing seriously. So, I mean, here's Lindsay Lohan. She's done 10 times worse, and she's still out walking the street. But Chad Johnson slaps his lawyer on the butt, and she's going to throw him in jail for 30 days. I tell you, Lindsay Lohan, not only has she taken it as a joke, but Lindsay Lohan has made a mockery of the legal system. I mean, I don't know. I just really don't know. If you want to call in and comment on this, I would love to hear it. 347-326-9073. I can name a lot of people. I mean, here's Lindsay Lohan. She's had F-U written on her fingers. I mean, she gets in trouble. She continuously goes out, gets in more trouble. But yet she still walks free. Chad Okochino, or Chad Johnson, agrees to a deal. He playfully slaps his lawyer on the butt. And the lawyer says he's not taking it serious. Come on, Judge, you've got to get real. Well, maybe they should send her out to California to deal with Lindsay Lohan. Where is she still in rehab? or whatever you want to call it out there. She's out there in rehab, and then she was griping first day because they took her drugs away. But, duh, what do you think, Lindsay? Oh, God. Some of these people. Why? I tell you why, where it happened. It happened when they took religion out of school. You saw the moral fiber of our youth go down the tube when they took religion out of school. This is just my opinion. If you want to agree with it, great. If you don't want to agree with it, that's your prerogative. But I know when I was in school, I mean, you didn't hear about all this. It was probably happening. Maybe we should blame it on the internet. You know, I don't know. I want to say hello to guest 4239 in the chat room. Welcome to the Greg Skrull Show. But anyway, I mean, you just never heard about this stuff. I'm sure it was happening. But you just never heard about this crap. They took religion out of school. And in most kids' cases, unless they had a good, strong, religious, what's the word I want to use? Unless they were exposed to Jesus and religion and the Bible in their home, they never saw this stuff. You know, because there's kids today that have a good religious upbringing that you don't see them doing this crap. So, put religion back in school. Make them say the Pledge of Allegiance every morning. Put religion back in school so kids that want to have a relationship with Christ can. Now, some people might not agree with that comment, but I can only speak from my experiences. You take kids out of school, the kids who want to have a relationship with Christ will not be able to do that. I mean, it's sad when you're so strung out on drugs. You're not even paying attention to your 2-year-old little kid playing out in the parking lot of the apartment complex you live in. Because you're inside, you're so tanked up on drugs, you could really care less. I hope DHS comes and takes your kids away. Because if your kid, 2-year-old little girl, is out playing in the parking lot of your apartment complex and you're inside tanked up on drugs doing whatever, don't even have to be on drugs, but you're just not flat paying attention, you don't deserve to be a parent. Get your butts off the couch. Get outside. I've heard people say, well, I was inside watching out the window. I'm sorry, but a car moves a whole lot faster than you sitting in the apartment on the couch watching out the window. If your kid is out playing that parking lot and there's a car not paying attention, your kid's going to be dead faster than you can get from the couch to the door to that apartment. Parents. Get your butts off the couch. Get outside. Be active in your kids. Otherwise, give them up for adoption to a family who may not be able to have kids but want kids and will treat them a whole hell of a lot better than you are. That's my blast for the day. Let's get back to sports. Thank you very much. U.S. Open this week. Time for some old school golf at Marion. That looks like a crazy course, boys and girls. Crazy course. What's up with the Cardinals? Cardinals are on a roll lately. How long has it been since I've actually sat down and looked at the baseball polls? We're going to do it right now. Let's look at the standings. Right now, your top teams in each division, you got the Red Sox, American League East. You got the Tigers in the Central. Oh, by the way, both Sox have a 1.5-game lead on the Yanks. You got Detroit, got a 5.5-game lead on Cleveland. In the American League West, you got the Rangers, got a 0.5-game lead on Oakland. Let's look at the Nationals, see what's going on. Atlanta Braves, 7.5-game lead on Washington. St. Louis, leading the National League Central, got a 4-game lead on Pittsburgh and Cincinnati. And then out in the West, you got the D-backs. They got a 1.5-game lead on the Giants and the Rockies. Baseball is actually fun this year. You got some major blowouts going on. Crazy. Crazy, crazy, crazy. NFL. Things getting fired up, ready for the NFL. Greg Williams already showing major intensity at Tennessee. Bears have waived fullback. Evan Rodriguez, after he was charged with DUI. Good job, Chicago. Bears also waived receivers Demetrius Field and Dale Moss. Signed receivers Devin Amashudu, Gerald Jackson, and fullback Tony Fiametta. That's what I like to hear. I like to hear not just football teams, but sports teams holding their players accountable, basically telling them you either walk the line or you're gone. I wish college and more pro sports team would do that. Good job, Chicago. You just earned some kudos in my book. Jeremy Shockey settles his tax credit claims with the IRS. Good job there. Philadelphia Eagles have announced that they plan a $125 million stadium project renovation. That field's not that old, if I remember. Maybe I'm wrong. Don't ask me. We already talked about baseball. Don't forget, NBA playoffs are going on. NBA playoffs tied one apiece. Apparently the Heat came alive last night. So they're going to take a couple of days off, go at it again. I'm still thinking Miami can take it in five. Maybe I'm wrong. But I don't know. Is it my wishful thinking? Am I delusional? Or does San Antonio just have more than what I think they do? I don't know. Where's Clint? Where's my buddy Clint? Clint would love to argue with me on that. Mm-hmm. Now, who is talking about sports coming in my chat room cussing me out? I don't know who you are. You say your name is Captain Al. Well, that don't mean crap to me. Don't come in my chat room cussing me out. You freaking moron. If you insist on doing that, well, I find maybe I should just shut the chat room now. You will show me respect when you come into my chat room or try to call into my show, or I will turn off the chat room. And if you try calling in and start cussing me out, I will promptly hang up on your butt. I will write your phone number down, and you will never get on the air again. Who do you freaking idiots? Oh, I'm speaking for all talk show hosts now. Who do you idiots think you are, think you could come on our chat room, start cussing us out, come on, try to call in, start cussing us out? If you think you're so big and bad, why don't you grow a set and start your own talk show? I'm shutting you off. I don't know who you are talking about sports, but you just got your ass, pardon my language, freaks like this PO'd me. I gotta shut down this chat room. Let's see here. Everybody hold with me a minute. I'm about to... Don't be coming in my chat room calling me a bitch. Takes one to know one. Oh, now you call me an a-hole. Well... There. How do I turn this goon off? Where's my boy Clint? Clint, you need to call in and be my co-host. I hope Clint's listening. All right, where were we? Okay. Let's talk about sports. All right. So, when do they play again? Sorry, I got distracted there, folks. Series is tied 1-1, and I'm not sure when they do play again. So, let's jump over here. Don't forget, golf is this weekend. We had some NASCAR over the weekend. As always, Jimmy Johnson dominates at Pocono. Thank you for leaving my chat room, whoever you are. All right. Jimmy Johnson dominated at Pocono. Biffle third, Earnhardt third. Biffle second, Earnhardt third. Stewart fourth. Newman fifth. Busch sixth. Kurt Busch seventh. Hamlin eighth. Harvick ninth. Logano tenth. That is your finish at Pocono. Maybe next week they go to, this coming weekend, they go to Michigan. Maybe that'll be Junior's turnaround, because that's where he kind of got it kicked in and going last weekend. Don't forget, golf is this weekend. U.S. Open. That's a nasty course. I have been looking at that course that they're playing, Marion, where they're playing the U.S. Open this weekend. That is a nasty freaking course. I don't see any of the kids making it. This is going to be a tournament of your guys that got game. And so it's going to be fun. It's going to be a fun tournament. Rumor has it Tim Tebow's going to the Patriots. What are they going to do with him there? I mean, no disrespect to Tebow, but please. Okay, I'm breathing. My listeners are saying, breathe, Greg. Don't let the moron get under your skin. And I probably shouldn't, but please. Don't come into my chat room cussing me out. Don't call on my air using foul language. I know I let one slip once in a while. I'm only human. But not every other word. UFC Tomboy the Girl, Brandon Schaub, heavyweight contender, looking at getting his streak on. Dan Henderson plans on making another run at the UFC title. Despite winning Ultimate Fighter Brazil 2 at welterweight division, Leonard Santos is looking at dropping down to 155. That could be interesting. UFC was planning on having an event at Porto Alegre in Brazil, but they're having some issues there. So it looks like it could be returning to Belo Horizonte in Brazil. Hey, did I pronounce that right? I hope so. 347-326-9073 is the phone number if you want to call in, but you will show respect. First foul word I hear, I'm cutting you off. Plain, easy, simple. We're settling that right now. All right, let's talk about that's the reward. Oh, don't forget, June 29th, Fort Smith, Arkansas, at the Fort Smith Convention Center, Extreme Fighting, Inc. presents Infinity. It's going to be a crazy card. I invite everybody to get there. All right. Now, we're going to go down the results. They may not be in order. I will do my best. I always do. Here we go. In one of the matchups of the evening, David Woodall got the split decision victory over Andrew Foster. We're going to hold up on the results because we got a caller. Who's calling in today?
Hey, buddy, it's David Grayson. How are you doing?
Hey, I'm doing good, man. What can we do for you today?
Oh, I haven't talked to you in a while, and I know you're going to be hosting the card on the 29th. I'm fighting on it, you know, that night. It's been a couple of years since we've been in the ring together. So, you know, I didn't know if you knew I'm fighting for the amateur heavyweight title that night. So,
Who are you taking on? Who are you taking on that night?
Chris Crutchfield.
That's right. I heard about that.
Yeah, you know, and you know, last time we were in the ring together, I was fighting for a title. So, this and it, you know, the last fight I had in Fort Smith, you were the ring announcer. So it's just a coincidence. I'm glad that glad you're going to be hosting the event that night, dude. You do a really, really good job.
Well, hey, I appreciate that. I'm excited to be back. You know, when Darlene actually was the one who called me, asked me to come back. I mean, it took everything I had to keep from doing cartwheels all over my apartment. My apartment's not very big, so I could have broke something. But
yeah.
I've been wanting to get back with you with XFI for a long time, and so yeah, I had kind of let it die down a little bit, just kind of letting it play out. But then they finally, Darlene called me back, said, "Hey, Greg, we come back." So, you know, I'm excited to be back with XFI. We're excited to be back with my peeps. You know, a lot of people know I lived in Fort Smith for 15 years. So naturally, it's kind of a second home for me. And so I get to come home, needless to say, and of course, be around some of the fighters that I've come up, you know, watching in this sport, like yourself and Garrett Cox, Rodney Palmer, or a lot of the other guys. I'm just looking forward to being back.
Yeah, I'm excited. And I'm excited, you know, this would be actually my XFI debut as well. You know, having, like I said, it's been 2 years since I fought in Fort Smith when you know, it was with the Champions of the Cage. That was my last fight that night. you know, like I said, you were the ring announcer. So, you know, I'm real excited. You know, I'm excited to, you know, let, I don't know if there's going to be very many people that remember me over in Fort Smith, but, you know, I'm excited to get back over there because, you know, that's where I had my first match. My first match,
yeah.
I don't know if you remember, you were the ring announcer for my very first match. It was in the State Fair Arena.
That's right.
The night they had it in the rodeo arena.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I was that was a nervous night for me. So, you know, and I've come a long way since then, I'm pretty sure. You know, as far as the grappling thing goes, you know, I'm staying in, still been doing my jiu-jitsu and everything, and so and you know, my MMA game is getting better. You know, every time I had a fight, this is actually my third fight this year, which is huge for me because I usually only have time for maybe 1 to 2 fights a year. So this will be my third fight, and I think I'm going to try to get in probably 4 or 5 fights this year. 4 or 5 fights this year is my goal. I don't know
right.
if that'll happen.
No, right. Now, you're still doing the Naga stuff, aren't you?
Yeah. Yeah, I had I did my last Naga tournament a few months ago when it was in Tulsa, and I walked away with my 13th belt. So on the 29th would be the fight for my 14th belt. So I'm running out of room to store belts. I don't know how I'm going to do with all of them.
Sounds like it. You know, there is a cash for gold place there in Fort Smith. I mean, just saying.
Yeah. Yeah. I wish they were real gold. I don't know. They might be. I don't know. I've never tried it. You know, I've got a big trophy case that I put them in, but it's almost time to buy another trophy case.
About time to get another trophy case. Well, David, you know,
yeah.
They got the new venue, too. How do you feel about that? I mean, they were, you know, like you said, you and me, we've come down the road a lot together. We've been out at the fairgrounds. We've been out at the Phoenix Expo Center. But now they're coming to the Fort Smith Convention Center. Very nice venue. Going to be more people in there than probably at previous events. So how do you prepare your mind for that?
You know, I don't know. The thing is, you know, I don't know. I've never seen Chris fight. I don't know anything about him. I know he comes from a very well-respected and very tough camp. So, you know, I'm not taking him lightly. He wouldn't be a champion, you know, if he was an easy target. So, you know, I'm training my butt off. And, you know, I'm actually in the process of relocating back to Oklahoma City, back to Moore, where, you know, where my hometown is. So I'm actually headed that way now. I start work there tomorrow. And within the next couple of weeks, I'll be moved completely back from Tulsa to Oklahoma City, which I'm still with my gym in Tulsa. You know, there hasn't been a fallout or anything, but I'm going to be training with a pretty tough gym over here in Oklahoma City. So, you know, I'm concentrating a lot on my cardio, and I'm working a good deal on my jiu-jitsu to make sure that, you know, my ground game is going to be on point that night because, you know, anybody that knows me know that's my style. You know,
fights.
All my fights end up on the ground, and so I mean, there's no way for me to hide it. The only thing I can make sure is that I'm in good enough shape that I can control the match, you know, control my opponent, and take it the way I want it to go. You know, that's my plan, is to control the fight, not to give,
not
to let him take control of it all. So
go ahead, I'm sorry.
Oh, no, I'm listening. What's up?
Oh, well, I was just going to ask you. I saw one of the weirdest injuries at the event I announced Saturday night. Broke his ankle. How do you prepare a good block for a takeover? And with your grappling experience, I thought you would be one of the best guys to ask that.
How do you prepare for someone
If somebody's trying to take you over or something, what's a good way to prepare to block against that?
Oh, it's all the only way to stop a shot is hip movement, is by putting your hips into your opponent. Once you let them penetrate into you and they start controlling your hips, there's no way for you to stop the takedown. So, you've got to just really stay on the on your toes, the balls of your toes. A lot of people get taken down because they'll get back on the heel of their feet or they'll stand flat-footed. And so that puts too much weight going back. Once you have the weight on the heel of your feet, your hips are, it automatically lets you set your hips back. And so once they shoot in on you and they hit you in your hips, you're just natural to fall back. That's why I'm just, I always stay on the ball of my toes. Even when I was wrestling, we were always taught to stay on the ball of our toes, because then that's where it's easier to spin your hips, turn your hips into your opponent by spinning on the balls of your toes. So, you keep a low hips, and if they shoot in on you, just throw your hips into them as hard as you can.
Right, right. Well, all right, David. Well, man, I appreciate you calling in. I always enjoy talking to you. And like you say, we've pretty much come up in this area together. So, like I say, I always enjoy talking to you. Look forward to seeing you on the 29th, being there to announce that event for you. And to close out, do you have any message for your fans that you want to say?
I just want everybody to know, I appreciate everybody. I'm going to have a few people in the crowd that night, just for everybody to keep my hometown of Moore, Oklahoma, in their thoughts and prayers. I've got a lot of friends and a few family members that are going through some. And just thank my gym, thank my workout partners, and everybody for their support, because, it's when I first started fighting, it was real nerve-wracking to me because I wasn't known, and, a few years I've got to be known, and so it's getting easier. It's getting easier for me. So, and I hope I can come out and make my XFI debut, a great one. I hope that I put a show on that everybody's looking forward to seeing.
All right, David. Well, man, once again, I appreciate you calling in. Ladies and gentlemen, David Grayson, 13-time NAGA champion, going for 14. Somebody take up a donation. Get this by another belt case to display all his championship belts. David, appreciate you calling in, brother.
All right, man. We'll talk to you soon. Have a good day.
All right, you too, man.
Bye.
There you have it, folks. David Grayson making his return to MMA, making his debut with Extreme Fighting Inc. June 29th. I mean, this guy can bring it. I mean, for one of the bigger guys in the sport, I mean, he can bring it. And if nobody has ever gone to a North American Grappling Association tournament or any of the other grappling tournaments, I mean, this could be a good fight coming out of this. Where did my fight card go? I just had it pulled up. But like I say, we're going to pull that fight card back up here. I've been kind of bouncing around looking at some stuff. I was kind of hoping my buddy Clint would call in today, planning our takeover of Clarksville. That's going to be crazy. But, I'm looking forward to June 29th, getting back down there, Fort Smith, Tony, Darlene, fantastic people. I mean, I just don't know what else to say about Tony and Darlene. They're fantastic people. I'm excited beyond all belief that they called me to come back, announce for them again. So I'm going to do my best not to muck it up again this time. But let's just run down the card real quick, and hopefully some of the fighters are listening, and they want to take some time. We got about 15 minutes left on the show. Before we go any further, let's finish going down the results for Uncivil War. As I mentioned, David Woodall got a split decision over Andrew Foster. That was in the 155 weight division. 135, and like I say, these are in no particular order. 135 weight division, Henry Ferreira got the decision over Robert Salamone. In the 180-pound weight division, Max Humphrey got the decision on a side choke, 43 seconds, first round, over Arthur Brown. In another big fight, Dylan Edwards got the unanimous decision over Spencer McHenry. We move over to the 180-pound weight division. This fight won knockout of the night. I know that for sure. I'm not sure who got fight of the night and a submission of the night. I'm hoping my friend Amy is out there listening, and she was, and I hope she remembers to send me the official results so we can kind of go back over them again. Amy, baby, darling, if you're listening, can you help a brother out? Anyway, Cliff Sexual Chocolate Williams got the 6-second knockout. That's right, 6 seconds in the first round, knockout over Charles Parker. How's that, boys and girls? That is crazy right there. In the 170-pound weight division, Kyle Beamer got the decision over Josh Leninger with the guillotine choke. In the 175-pound weight division, Owen the Bad Omen Foster got the technical knockout over Lance Lee. In the 125-pound weight division, Joey Scanlon, the Dark Knight, got the decision over Nick Osborne. Tap out or decision due to strikes. Or no, let's see. Get it, go on down the show. 155 weight division, Sean Schwisser got to tap out due to strikes. 32 seconds over Kyle Bama Boy Green. In the 145-pound weight division, Greg Owens got the decision. Patrick Osborne's corner threw in the towel. In the welterweight division, 43-second TKO, Scott Clover over Brian Ryrick. We're going to save that one for last. Going to save that one. In the bantamweight interim title fight, Aaron Loudermill got the technical knockout 2 minutes in the first round to become the UCW interim bantamweight champion. For the flyweight interim title, James Beef Gurkey got a rear naked choke over Yair Vieira. Women's fight, 2 minutes, 21 seconds. Autumn the Fanatic Lindley defeated Angela Boyce. That was the ladies' fight of the night. And our two big main events of the evening. For the UCW Lightweight Championship, you saw Matt Rosa defeat Christian Camp to become UCW Lightweight Champion. And then I want to see a rematch for this fight because the fight was going really good. Miles the Warrior McDonald taking on Dean Mighty Mouse Vaughn for the UCW strawweight title. Had, Miles the Warrior McDonald defeated Dane Vaughn. In the process of the fight, Dean Mighty Mouse Vaughn broke his ankle. It was even Miles jumped back. I'm sitting there at ringside watching the fight, and you heard a pop, but then you saw Miles McDonald jump back, and you see Dean Vaughn's leg laying there. You could have heard a pin drop, boys and girls. That's how bad it was. Thoughts and prayers go out to Dean Vaughn. Get better soon, brother. I hope you're listening out there. Greg Squirrel Show is praying for you each and every day, as we always do. So there is your big results right there. Next event scheduled for July. So once again, we'll be at the O'Reilly Family Event Center on the Drury University campus. Once again, I want to hit that we're going to be in Fort Smith June 29th for Extreme Fighting Inc. Infinity. And then for all you Muay Thai kickboxing fans, we're going to be back in Muskogee, Oklahoma on August 17th for that next big event for Striking Muay Thai and Kickboxing. Had a real good show there at the Muskogee Civic Center the last time, so all I can encourage is all your buddies, all your friends, get out there to the Muskogee Civic Center for Striking Muay Thai and Kickboxing. All right. Now we're going to jump back over here, as I promised you we would, and I try to keep my promises. Let's see, where are we going? I'm still trying to question this Tim Tebow to New England. Could Ryan Mallett be on his way out? Could Ryan Mallett be on his way out of New England? I mean, that's the question I got. Why do you sign, and no, once again, no offense to Tim Tebow, but why do you bring in? I just don't know. Unless they're planning on changing him a position, I just don't see where that deal's going. If Tebow does end up in New England, all right. I want to bring this up just because this has got to be one of the. Hold on. This has got to be one of the biggest, I'm going to call this misjudgment, that I've ever seen. And here's the story. Everybody has seen Star Wars. The actor that plays Chewbacca, Peter Mayhew, is 7'2" tall. Well, he was heading home from Denver, Colorado, Denver Comic Con, when his cane provoked a second look by TSA agents. And here's why. And I don't understand this. Because his cane is actually made out of one of the lightsabers from the Star Wars movies. I mean, they're saying, the TSA is saying, because of the unusual weight of the cane, the security guard alerted a supervisor. So it's like, and I mean, I've seen pictures of Peter Mayhew at different events, but come on, wait, what are they thinking? That's what I want to know. Maybe the Star Wars fans can ring in on this one. 347-326-9073. Lord forbid me to go through TSA security with my proton pack from Ghostbusters. Oh, hell, we'll be in all kind of trouble then. Got a proton pack on my back because we just can't take control. Can't about take. Oh, sorry. Had a Bobby Brown moment there. What is Bobby Brown? Where's Ray Parker Jr.? Who's going to call? Okay, never mind. Can you tell it's Monday? Who's ready for more basketball? Who's ready for football? Don't forget, Joy Cliff Davis, XFI Live, Wednesday. Is it Wednesday? Wednesday at noon. It's Tuesday or Wednesday. Sorry, Clint. Let's look him up real quick. What day is that? A bacon Sunday salad. Please, are you serious? What will they come up with next? A bacon Sunday salad. Where is it? Tuesday, my bad. I guess it's Tuesdays and Fridays at noon. Clint, please forgive me, brother. So make sure you check them out. Tuesday at noon, Clint Davis, Extreme, X Fighting Inc. Live. Right here on Blog Talk Radio. Well, folks, boys and girls, we're going to bug on out of here. So everybody have a great day. Have a good evening. Don't stay warm or stay cool, whatever. You know what I mean. And we will catch you right back here tomorrow, 12 noon, or 12 noon, at 4 p.m. on Show G. We'll catch you right back here at 4 o'clock. Blog Talk Radio. Don't forget, you can email me at the Greg Squirrel Show. @yahoo.com. So everybody have a good night. Go work out. Talk to you soon. See ya.